You're listening to Anishinaabe, Ogima, Boys Fort Leaders, from the present to the past.
Anin. Eshkwayashi Kandishnakas. Makwanindudem. Sabikune Zagiaganindun Chaba. My name is Carlene Chosa. I was born and raised on the Knit Lake Reservation. I was born in Cook, Minnesota, to Lester Drift and Karen Strong of Knit Lake. I lived all my youth in Knit Lake. I was part of the Indian Relocation Act back in 1964. My mother and father were relocated to Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
My dad learned a trade over there. He learned how to weld. Mm-hmm. We came back after a year. I came back and my mom started working at Head Start. That was a real significant time in my youth because I've always seen my mom work. My father worked in various jobs on the reservation. So I've seen a lot of hardships and struggle during my youth with my brothers. I have three youngest brothers. I'm the oldest. So I grew up in a dysfunctional home. A lot of struggles. And I believe, you know, that helped me in my future as a leader, mm-hmm. As a woman, as a mother.
How many kids do you have?
My husband and I have six kids.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have one. We have a boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl.
Wow.
And yeah, and also, you know, during my growing up years, you know, I did go through some struggles myself. I've seen my mom and dad in recovery situations, and that helped me. They were role models, and that helped me gain my sobriety, mm-hmm. and helped me a lot in a direction in my life. Another benefit was that I realized that education was important. So, you know, I did go on to Northern Michigan University, and I became a correction officer. I never dreamed I would even run for the tribal council. I always thought my husband would be the tribal leader. Back in 2011, my husband and I were sitting at, you know, discussing tribal politics, and he said, you know, what, you should run. And I just said, you know, that's silly. You know, that I don't think so. And it was a week later, when it came time to file, I said, do you think I really should run? Do you think I have a chance? And he was like, well, sure you do. I think you could win. And I did. You know, I put in my name, and with his, you know, with encouragement, and that was back in 2012. Mm-hmm. And I made it, you know, and that was so, I served from 2012 to 2016,
okay.
And I was voted off of the tribal council. When I ran on being accountable to the people and transparent. I wanted people to know exactly what the government was about. There, I noticed that the strategic plan was outdated.
Let's get a different way. Where would you like to see Boys Fort headed? What would you like to have happen for band members? Just in terms of, you know, culturally, economically, socially.
Yeah. I would like to see the band united, you know, with all the people being informed, you know, right now through the years, you know, right now to date, I can say that progress, you know, we have a Net Lake school here. Things are declining here as far as our Net Lake school and our community, our people, our culture, you know, our language programs, it needs to be strengthened. We need more unity. We need our leaders to get in touch with the majority of the reservation. You know,
when you were in office, would you say that?
Yeah, I served from 2012 to 2016, and at the time, you know, one of the issues that I did state in my platform was that the Minnesota Chippewa Constitution was outdated, and that was, and, you know, it was written in 1934.
Yeah.
And one of the things, you know, one of the challenges of that is, as a people, you know, we grow. And I think, you know, the Constitution at that time in 1934, you know, served the purpose. Mm-hmm. But now we've grown and
Things have changed.
Anishinaabe Ogima was brought to you by the Net Lake Radio Project and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.